Rickleblog, 09 November 2006, Creeping Solutionism. A solution used to have a simple definition. It was a homogeneous molecular mixture of two or more substances. When it wasn't being chemical or mathematical, as in the solution to the problem or the equation, it was a word description of how a particular problem might be resolved. Then, some clown with a bumper sticker printer declared in a spasm of aphoristic bombast, "If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem." This probably led to the technically accurate declaration, "If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the precipitate." But I fear that a member of the Elders of Jargon saw the word as an opportunity to undermine the language with what came to be creeping solutionism. It started out with software, I imagine. He decided that software programs didn't solve problems. They were themselves the solution. Not to be outdone, the hardware guys decided that instead of making products or equipment or even units or modules, they too would make solutions. Not to be left behind, I'm sure the civil engineers, you know, the guys that build targets, decided that an irrigation solution was ever so much nicer than an enormous dam. Is it too late to stop this bizarre problem? Is there a solution? Judge for yourself. Photograph of a freezer cabinet in a store. It's got mama's stuffed shells and round ravioli and other food items. Shopping at the local warehouse store for chocolate and other victuals, I encountered a freezer cabinet containing the food items depicted it left. Notice that I labeled them food items, although others might call them pasta, or put them in some other category that would nonetheless be defined as matter, edible. Next photograph. A sign. But not BJ's. That bastion of discount shopping is not selling food, but rather an afflatus for the harried preparer of meals. The sign says, BJ's Meal Solutions. The Elders of Jargon have had their way. And yet, BJ's is understaffed the way the Apple Store is overstaffed. I could easily get away with moving the protein shakes into the meal solution cabinet, and nobody would pay any attention. Full circle.